I'm Andrew, and welcome to Cardicast, a glam podcast brought to you by New Cardigan. Our August Perth Cardi Party featured Kay Newman, Director of the National Archives of Australia, WA Office, who took us on a tour of their new Northbridge premises.
Hi everyone, welcome to the National Archives of Perth. Just like to start with an acknowledgement of country. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land we're meeting on today, the Noongar Whadjuk people. I wish to acknowledge and pay respect to their continuing culture and to the contribution that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people make to the life of the city and to all of Western Australia. I also offer my respect to elders past and present. I'll just introduce you to the New Cardigan Cardi Corps. That's me, Brigida, Michelle, Andrew and Claire, who are in the audience somewhere. We just have a few house rules and code of conduct, which is on the New Cardigan website. I'll just summarise them. Be awesome, be nice or go home, get permission, know when to stop talking, and look after yourself. Last but not least, have fun. I'd like to thank the National Archives of WA for hosting us today. Yes, I also work here anyway. And I'll just intro Kay Newman, who is the director. Thank you.
Hi everyone, as Brigida said, my name is Kay Newman, I'm the director of the Perth office. We have this office here, which we moved into in March this year, and we also have a storage facility at Belmont. Originally, you're probably aware, we're at East Victoria Park, so it was quite a big job moving, I think it was 72,000 containers from one site to the other. But yes, that was all done and we did it 3 weeks ahead of schedule, so I'm pretty happy with that. I've been working for the archives for almost 30 years. I was working in the Sydney office to start off with, and started it working in the lending section, and then just sort of worked through to different things. So doing lending at first, and then I worked up into doing records description and arranging records. And then I moved on from that to helping with records authorities, so going out to agencies and having a look at their records and helping them create records authorities. And then I ended up in collection management, and that's where I've spent most of my archival life, in records management. So that involves you know, a lot to do with the collection, the reviewing the records, and a lot of project work and sentencing and all those sorts of things. And the Perth office does a combination of everything. So we obviously have our reference cases, and we do a lot of access as well, so giving access to the public. We've got a research centre here where people can come and view records, and obviously you can order records online too through e-commerce, and we give access that way as well through digitising records, and they're available online. But apart from the reference side of things and the service that we offer to the public when they come here, we, as I said, we do have a storage facility, so we're involved with records management as well. So we have to make sure that the conditions of the repository are monitored to set standards so that the temperature is right for the records there. Apart from just files, we've got a lot of maps and plans that we have there. We no longer have any audio visual records. They've all been sent over to Sydney. They've got better facilities there for those types of records. So yeah, what we've left with is a lot of our core records for Western Australia. So what I'll do after I finish talking is I'll take you on a quick little tour around so you can have a look at the office. A new thing with this office, when we moved in, we've been given this exhibition space, and it's something we haven't really done before. So apart from in today's culture of doing more with less, so not only our staff has been reduced just recently, we've had a restructure, so we've had a reduction in staffing. And in addition to our normal business as usual, we have an exhibition now which staff put together. But luckily we've got a couple of staff on board that are really interested in that sort of thing, that they've got more of a background in, you know, museum and gallery type background. So they put this together. So this is the first exhibition. We had another exhibition summers past when we first moved in, but we borrowed that from Canberra. So this is our first one that we've done, and there are some lessons learnt from this one. But all in all, we're very happy with. It's only a small exhibition, but we're very happy with it. But yeah, so what I think I'll do is just hand back to you, and if there's anything, any questions in particular that you would like to ask me, and then that way we can sort of lead, you know, have a bit of a conversation, and I can talk about what you want to hear about rather than me just rattle things off. So if anyone's got any questions or anything they want more information on about the archives, I'm happy to answer. Otherwise, I'll just talk about the move and more about what we do.
With you said the audiovisual was transferred over east. With Access, has that been digitised? So how did WA people kind of get into those records?
Yeah, well, the screens that you see here are some of our records that are in Sydney. Sydney has, apart from having fantastic storage for audiovisual records and having, you know, they've got all the equipment as well, so they've got, they can just pull it out of the collection and they can copy it onto, you know, digitally copy it, or you put it on disc, or put it however you want it. They're able to do that, and they can do it to a really high quality as well. So yeah, we can get access to it. It's not immediate. We have to wait for them to get it and do it for us. But yeah, it is, apart from it being looked after better, we can get digital copies. And then once we've got the digital copy, we're able to, that film then can be put away and not touched again.
I'm interested in the lessons learned. So obviously moving into this exhibition space must be quite a change.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing. So what were the main lessons, if you don't mind?
Yeah, well, when we first was told that we had this, we have this space and we're going to do these exhibitions, there was no procedures or anything that went with that, or how we're going to tie in with our national office. You know, were they going to tell us what we were going to exhibit, or do we just decide ourselves what we're going to? There was nothing done that we had to. We had nothing to look to guide us really.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a lot of talking with Canberra on how it was all going to work, and in the end the decision was made, or no, you can decide what you're going to do, but we will assist you in doing that. But then again, if there is a national, you know, if Canberra doing something really big and they're having travelling exhibitions, then we can tie into those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any frames or anything like that of our own, and the first exhibition that we had, as I said, we borrowed everything. So when that came down, they kindly said that they would fund the supply of these, and they found a company that not only supplied the frames but did all the, I don't know what these inner cardboard bits are called, but they did all that and they put it all together. But we didn't get to see anything before it was done. So when they came out and put them up on the wall, we're like, oh, why have we got so much of this and such little bit? You know, it's quite small. So next time we'll have less of that and be able to sort of blow up the actual images some more. But we're still happy with it. It's mm-hmm. just that it's a bit, some of the images are a bit smaller than we thought they were going to be. But now we've got our frames, we can just go hell for leather now and do it all. And we can create our own little caption signs as well. So that's good. And since we've had this, there's now been a strategy and policies and things put together, like a proper plan for all the state offices to use when they're planning projects. So yeah, a lot of good. We're kind of like the guinea pigs,
yeah.
Because this is the way they want all state officers to work now, is to be able to do their own little exhibitions and, you know, try and, well, what we're trying to do is become a little bit more modern and attract new users, because
mm-hmm.
our demographic is often a lot of elderly people or retired people, so it'd be nice to try and attract, you know, other users as well. It's, we want to keep our demographic, of course, but we want to attract new people in, and that's why we've got, you know, technology screens and, you know, we were hoping to have a bit more technology, you know, touch screens, and we did order a big table that you could sort of touch and move, you know, sort of what you could have is like click on a file, for example, and that would link maybe to a map and things like that. And it's still, we may still get it, but we're still working on it. Yeah, we're still working on that.
Have you done any surveys? At my museum, I'm using the survey as an instrument to kind of gather what audiences want and then use that to kind of drive to buy things.
No.
You could ask a very directed question about, would you like to see audiovisual?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
that is what the public wants.
Yeah, no, we haven't actually, but that's a good idea. We have had surveys in the past where we've asked things about it, you know, for example, the old reading room in East Victoria Park. But yeah, that's a good point actually. I think I might take that as my own suggestion. Thank you. Any other questions?
Can I just ask what the criteria that you want is, you know, to add to your collection? What's the criteria for accepting things into the archive collection?
It's got to be a Commonwealth record, or a Commonwealth record, or a record created by someone that's working for the Commonwealth, you know, like prime ministers and things like that. Sometimes we do collect or take in private collections, but again, there has to be some relationship to the Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. It also, we no longer take in temporary records like we did years ago, so the records have to be records that are going to be retained forever. That's the main criteria.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, for our records coming in, we have every agency, or most agencies, have records disposal authorities, and that is their guide as to whether it's a record we'll accept or not. So, for example, we no longer take in finance records because they only have a life of 5 to 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the records have to be of enduring value, and because they are a record of the government's actions and, you know, evidence of business that's been carried out, and that's basically the criteria.
Mm. Sorry, what has changed since moving from Vic Park to here? Like, have you talk about, you know, a bit of a restructure in staffing and things like that. Have you got new jobs, or, you know, like, some things have, you know, been left behind or moved on?
Yeah, well, as far as the restructure goes, we offered an offer to the branch, actually went out for voluntary redundancies, and we had two people from the office accept the redundancies. And we also had a staff member leave as well. So we lost three staff, and then we had a vacant position that from previously that hadn't been filled yet. So we had, before we had two APS6 positions. So one was managing collection management, and the other person was managing the reference and access. So the office is kind of more combined now. So instead of having two sections, we all do the work, all that work. So that's been a little bit difficult, working out how to give one person the job of two people without giving them too much work. But to compensate, we did get an APS5 position, because before we had two sixes and then everyone else was fours. So now we have a five, which is, it's good for the, you know, being able to sort of move up a little bit instead of just going from a four to a six. There's that space in between now where people can, you know, act or, you know, step up at times. But trying to work out how to, you know, what's the APS5's going to do and what the APS6 do, we don't want to give the APS6 work above the APS5 work above their level, and we don't want to give the APS6 the work of two people. So that's been a bit of a backward and forwards with staff involved, sort of talking to them, because, you know, I don't want to go away and say, right, this is what everyone's doing. So, you know, there's been a lot of negotiation, a lot of talking and working out how that is, but we think we've got that all nutted out now. So the APS4 staff are now doing a combination of people before that just worked in the storage area, the collection management area, they're now doing access cases and reference cases. So it's good for them, they're getting more of a variety of work. Other things that are different is working with the two locations. Before, if somebody came in and they wanted a record, we could just nip out the back into the repository, get the record and have it. So that has been a big change. So now if somebody wants a record, they'd need to order a record. But it seems to be working really well. People just ring up or they'll put a request in online. And then we have staff going out to Belmont on Mondays and Fridays. Well, actually 3 days a week at the moment, but on Mondays and Fridays they do retrieval of records and returns. It works out well, so they'll collect them on a Monday. The week before, whatever was ordered, that'll be delivered to here on a Monday. So people come into the reading room, which is open Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. The records are there for them. And then on the Friday, whatever was looked at in the research centre goes back to the repository and put away. So it seems to be working okay. And then staff are out there doing, you know, project work as well. So any reboxing, digitising can be done out there. We have a digitising station both at Belmont and here, so that work can be done. So it is working. It has been a big change, especially for staff. For me, I haven't noticed as much of a change because I haven't been here as long, where a lot of the other staff have been here for 10 plus years. And they're very, you know, it's very difficult when you're used to just running out the back and working with the records in the same location to then all of a sudden losing. It's a bit of a loss for them because they lost their building that they were used to, and then they lost their records because they're not located with the records anymore. So that was the biggest thing with the move, was the change and managing that change and trying to support people and motivate people. Because I won't lie, when staff found out we were moving, there was, it wasn't negativity so much, but a lot of pushback. You know, no one wanted to leave that building that we were in. It was a massive big building. Everyone had their own office. And now we've got a combined office. But the thing is, that building was so big that it was actually, we were getting, I think there's some sort of fine you get if you have not enough people for the size of the building. I can't remember what it's called. There's a name for it anyway, but the office was too big for the amount of staff we had. Not only that, the building was over 40 years old and it wasn't keeping the conditions very well, you know, for the record. So as far as the records are concerned, they're much better off where they are now. It's state-of-the-art conditioning. It's monitored all the time. I mean, the last place was monitored as well, but sometimes you'd go in there after a weekend and the place would feel like a rainforest because of the humidity in there, mm-hmm. where we don't get any of that anymore. It's perfect. And the it's got an awesome fire misting system in there. It's all this high-tech stuff. So there's no actual pipes that run over the ute compactus units, mm-hmm. and they're all stored in these tanks. But then when it comes out, the mist is so fine that if you could walk through it and come out the other side dry. So the damage to the records is very minimal. So that's something that's really fantastic about. And I think we're one of the only repositories in the Southern Hemisphere of that size that has that misting system. So apparently, I've been told, the droplets are so fine when it comes out, it just absorbs the oxygen and the fire and just, yeah, it's very good for as far as the records go. Where with the old fire sprinkler system, the fire, you put it out, but it also really causes a lot of damage to the records, all that water. So that's another change for the records. Did I answer the question? Big change for staff.
The records you take in, are they paper-based or is it moved totally to digital, digitised material?
There are still some paper-based records out there that are coming up to that period where they're going to be open to the public. So we will be approaching agencies that have those records to bring those records in. Any records that come into custody, it has to go through our transfer team in Canberra. There's quite a bit of paperwork that needs to be done, so that's all dealt with by them. But we don't expect to take in a lot of records as far as paper records go, and if we do take them in, it will be minimal because we do have spare space left in our repository, but not a great deal. But any records, and I think it's from, there is a year where it stops, and any new transfers coming in after a certain year have to come in digital form. Yeah, but we take all records. If there are records that, especially if they're at risk of being destroyed or at risk of damage, they're quite high priority records. But there's a lot, I can't remember the number, but there's a lot of records out in agency land waiting to be sent in. Too much for us to take, actually, nationally.
I just wanted to ask, how much crossover, if any, do you have with the State Records Office, and has moving closer to them been helpful at all, either in terms of records or in terms of the people who are using both of your facilities?
I'm not sure about the crossover of records, to be honest with you. I know that we refer people to them and they refer people to us, which is fantastic. And I'm hoping that in the future we will do some collaboration with the State Records, whether that's in with an exhibition or something like that. I met with them before we moved here. There was meetings with the State Records and collaboration or future possible collaborations were discussed. And next month, October, I'm hoping, well, I'm not hoping, I will be meeting with they have a new director over there, so I'll be meeting with him to discuss possible collaborations and just have a chat with him too, because he doesn't understand a lot about what we do and I'm not across everything that they do, so it'd be nice just to get together and see where we do cross over and how we can help each other out. Yeah. Any other questions?
Yep. How have your clients reacted to the change in service in terms of having to order things in advance and be organised enough to do that?
Mm-hmm. Most of them have been really positive. We've had some say, oh, I know, why can't we get the record straight away? But once you sort of explain to them, they're fine. And we've had a lot of positive comments about the location because people find it quite easy to get to on public transport, mm-hmm. where the last place was great if you drove. But not so great for public transport. It was quite a hike, apparently. But yeah, people seem to be really happy with the location. We're not getting as many people into our research centre as we were at the last place. But on the other hand, we've had a 30% increase on our e-commerce, which is our online orders. So that's. And I think that the issue with not having a lot of people come through the doors into our research centre is because we were closed for quite a long time. I think it was around about 3 months while the whole move was taking place. And either people thought, oh, discovered how to order online and thought, oh, well, this is all right. Either that happened. But there's also, in the public, there was the belief by a lot of people that we'd actually close down as well. So I think we're still doing a lot of advertising, and you know we're doing bi-monthly talks, and we're hoping our exhibitions also will help get people through the door. And you know, I think we've only been here since March, and then as time goes on, I think even though people might not be coming in straight away after they've come to an exhibition or to a talk, down the track they, you know, something will think, oh, the archives, and you know, we can. We just need to let people know that we're here now, and the records are accessible, even though they're not on site with us, they're quite readily accessible, and I think we'll get the numbers through the door as time goes on. Yeah.
In terms of awareness building, are you using, you know, social media and things like that to kind of make sure that people know we haven't closed down, we just moved to a better place? Or
We did a big official opening when we opened, and there was a lot of social media around that, and also with our talks and our exhibitions, they, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those, they go on all of that, as well as the local ones that we have here, Wayne and a few others. And we have members on our consultative forum as well that we have good relationships with, and you know, I send stuff out to them as well, so they distribute that amongst their members. So yeah, we're doing as much as we can. Yeah.
Well, that pretty much brings me to the end of my talking, unless anyone else has got any questions. I hope it was of some use to you.
Yeah.
And if you haven't already had a chance to have a look at our
exhibition, please check it out before you leave. And we, like I was saying before, we do bi-monthly talks on different subjects. And this exhibition is going to be up for quite some while, but eventually we hope to do maybe two different exhibitions a year when the staff get a bit more experienced and quicker at putting them together. But yeah, so please come along to any of our talks that you see in the future. You're more than welcome.
Okay.
And please come and use our research centre as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Kay Newman, Director of the National Archives of Australia, WA Office. Thanks for listening, folks. If you'd like to get in touch with New Cardigan, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or at our website, newcardigan.org. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. Remember to keep an ear out for more Cardicasts. Check out our website at newcardigan.org for events, merchandise, news, and more. And remember, folks, GAFDI.